Good evening and a warm welcome to Orchard Hill this evening. It's lovely to have you all here as we begin our series of Holy Week events. So tonight we're looking forward to joining with the Orchard Hill Choir as they lead us in some words and in music. There'll be an opportunity for some congregational singing also. So let's hope that you all enjoy the time here this evening. I'm going to hand over to John now to start us off.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" I would invite you now to join with the choir in the first congregational sing, and in your opportunity to raise the roof. So please do join us when the choir starts. Jesus gathered his disciples one last time in an upper room to share the Passover feast and to help them prepare for what was about to transpire. He announced to that he knew he would soon be betrayed by one of the 12, by Judas. Jesus washed their feet, imparting to them the powerful lesson that they were to live a life of service to others, just as he had. As Jesus gave thanks, broke bread, and shared a cup of wine with them, he challenged them to remember him in the same way after he was gone. Take and eat. This is my body. Then he took a cup, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. I would warmly invite you once again to join the choir with our next hymn.
Thank you.
Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground as he prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed a third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." betrayed with a kiss. Jesus had been arrested and taken to stand trial. Armed with battle gear and false accusations, his captors handed Jesus over to the authorities with the intent to put an end to this self-proclaimed prophet and his absurd claims. Rejected and alone, Jesus stood quietly as his accusers made a mockery of his life and ministry. Jewish leaders and Roman officials pulled Jesus back and forth in rude attempts to pass off the responsibility of his ultimate sentence. In one final effort, Pilate, the Roman governor, tried to release Jesus, indicating that he had found no basis for the charges against him. But crowds, which only days before had celebrated Jesus' arrival into Jerusalem, now had been replaced by shouts of anger, hatred, and calls for his crucifixion. In the end, the wishes of an angry mob prevailed. Jesus was handed over to the Roman soldiers to be executed. Forced to carry his own cross, Jesus walked before people on both sides of faith, those claiming him to be their Lord, Messiah, and King, and those convinced he was a blasphemous fraud. Jesus was led to the place of the skull, where he was nailed to the cross to die a common criminal's death. In one final act of mockery, Pilate had instructed that a sign be mounted on the cross: Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. In a loud voice, Jesus cried out, "It is finished," and then he died.
Son of God, this King is
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." So loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
Come together and pray. Let us pray. Living God, today we have brought you our hosannas, for you are an almighty God. We have brought you our alleluias, for you are a wonderful God. We bring you our dreams, for you are a faithful God. We bring you our discipleship, for you are an encouraging God. We bring you our hearts, for you are a loving God in whom we can trust. Lord of power and humility, The crowd roared and their spirits soared, for you were a king, their king. They longed for your rule, for you were a king, their king. And here today, as we worship and pray, we bring you our thanks as our king. We are sorry, Lord Jesus, for the moments when our hosannas are loud but lacking in love, when we chase the lure of worldly power but miss the signs of heavenly glory, when we choose popularity over integrity, when we would silence those who speak the truth and are silent when we could speak out. Forgive us and inspire our steps as we follow you to the cross and beyond. Help us to know your forgiveness in our lives and accept the praise and prayers that we offer to you in Jesus' name. Amen. It would be easy tonight to leave with hosannas and the songs of praises ringing in our ears and just come back next Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. But our faith journeys would be all the poorer if we do that. So as we leave Lent and enter into Holy Week, I encourage you to journey with Jesus this week. Tomorrow night, you can join with Becky, Reverend Becky at the back there, over Zoom to reflect on some readings for Holy Week. On Tuesday, you can go to the park where you can see the evidence for Jesus. On Wednesday, you can Zoom in again to Orchard Hill's quiet time. On Thursday, you are invited to join with us as we commemorate that final meal over at William Wood Church, and back here to sit in vigil on Friday evening. All the services are at 7 o'clock. I would urge you to take a moment this Holy Week to reflect and to deepen your faith. Before we sing our final hymn tonight, though, I think it stands to me to say thank you to the choir and to our talented choir master, David, and I'd love if we could offer them a round of applause. We stand now and sing together, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Crown him with many crowns, fill the cup of
As you leave this time apart and return to the needs of the world, may you know that Christ goes before you, that there is nowhere you will be without him. May you find joy and hope as you discover that Christ is by your side. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and evermore.